谢主，我们辛苦的做完这个礼拜的工，
Oh, thank God, we have finished our labor for the week.
照着主的应许，我们要进入安息。
According to the promise of God, we shall enter into rest.
也要在主的安息日里面以神为乐。
And that we can receive joy from God on His Sabbath day.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们晚上的聚会。
Now we will kneel down and pray. We'll ask God to guide our afternoon, evening service.
让我们灵性都能得到滋润。
So that we can be nourished in our spirituality.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主，我们今天能够在一起来学习圣经的道理。
I would thank God that we can gather together today to study the Word of God.
我想从《使徒行传》第六章跟大家来学习祈祷、传道。
And we'd like to look at Acts chapter 6 and to learn about prayer and ministry of the Word.
这个是当时使徒的两个重要工作。
These two are the two important work that the apostles were doing at the time.
也是我们今天要侍奉神的人的两个重要工作。
And these are also the two important work that we must do for us who are serving God.
好，我们现在看第六章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 1.
使徒行传六章第一节，请读。
Acts chapter 6, verse 1. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution.
第六章第一节说，那时门徒增多。
In verse 1, it says, in those days, the disciples was multiplying.
但是如果我们看第五章的41节，
If we look at chapter 5, verse 41.
第五章的41节。
Chapter 5, verse 41.
请。
Verse 41. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
在第五章的后面就记载彼得受到逼迫。
At the end of chapter 5, it records that Peter was being persecuted.
他们把他打了，又吩咐他不可以奉耶稣的名讲道。
He was beaten and he was commanded not to talk about Jesus Christ.
但是第六章的第一节就在提到门徒增加甚多。
And then in chapter 6, verse 1, it says that the number of the disciples was multiplying.
可见教会遇到逼迫，常常是信仰复兴的重要原因。
So we can see that the church being persecuted often is a important reason why the church is renewed.
因为教会遇到逼迫，当信徒以及工人无路可走的时候，他们就要求告神。
Because when the church is being persecuted, the members and the workers have nowhere else to go. They have to ask God.
当我们遇到逼迫的时候，我们就越感觉到信仰是很可贵的。
When we are being persecuted, then we will feel that our faith is very precious.
所以祷告一多，圣工就兴旺起来。
So the more we pray, the more prosperous the holy work becomes.
我们常常觉得，如果生活能够很安逸，没有忧虑这个是福气。
Often we feel that if in our lives we live very easily without any worries, this is a blessing.
但是事实上如果我们看阿摩斯书怎么写？
But if we look at the book of Amos,
阿摩斯书的第六章第一节。
Amos chapter 6, verse 1.
阿摩斯六章一节。
Amos chapter 6, verse 1.
请读。
Verse 1, Woe to you who are at ease in Zion, and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation, to whom the house of Israel comes.
这个地方在讲在锡安撒玛利亚安逸无虑的有祸了。
It says, Woe to you who are at rest, who are at ease in Zion, and trust in Mount Samaria.
因为安逸的生活 让人的心放纵离开神。
Because when our life are at ease, it's easy for us to depart from God.
因为我们觉得不需要神，我也活得很好。
Because we feel that we live a good life even without God.
所以有时候大家生活安逸无虑复兴教会的工作反而是倍加的困难。
So sometimes when the members' lives are easy and without worry, it's very hard to revive the church.
所以圣经在讲挪亚的世代。
So the Bible talks about the time of Noah.
挪亚到处传警告。
Noah went everywhere to preach the warning.
但是当时的人就是吃喝嫁娶。
At the time, the people, they were eating and drinking and marrying and given marriage.
所以对神的事情不知不觉。
So they did not think about anything about God.
所以我们回到使徒行传第六章当时圣公兴旺，逼迫开始起来，结果增加的人数反而增加。
So if we look back in Acts chapter 6,because of the persecutions, as a result of the persecutions, the number of the disciples multiplied.
然后我们再看第六章的第六节。
And let's look at chapter 6, verse 6.
请。
Verse 6. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them.
再看第七节。
Let's also read verse 7. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
这个第七节讲神的道兴旺起来。
In verse 7, it says that the word of God spread.
门徒数目增加甚多。
And the number of the disciples multiplied greatly.
连祭司也信从这个道。
And even the priests were obedient to the faith.
所以第一节讲门徒增加甚多，第七节也讲门徒神的道兴旺起来。
So in verse 6, chapter 6, verse 1, it says that the number of disciples was multiplying, and then verse 7, the word of God spread.
那第一节跟第七节当中发生了什么事情？
So what happened between verses 1 and 7?
那这一段圣经的结果发生的事情的结果就是到了第七节神的道就兴旺起来。
And the result of what happened in between is in verse 7 that the word of God spread.
那如果我们回到第六章的第一节。
So let's return to chapter 6 verse 1.
第一节就讲说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言。
Here it says that there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists.
因为他们有一些寡妇在供给的事上被忽略了。
Because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution.
所以使徒行传一直到了第四章是不是男丁已经增加到五千人。
So in Acts up to chapter 4, the men have increased in number to about 5,000.
那我们大家都知道教会的人数增加事情就增加。
And we know when there are more people, then there are more problems.
但是做圣工的人只有12个使徒。
But at the time, the people who were doing holy work were only the 12 disciples.
所以人不够，工作很多，所以就做得不好。
So because there were so many people and not enough workers, they did not do a good job.
所以有一些人被忽略就起了怨言。
So some people were neglected and there were some complaints.
今天我们教会要做到每一件事情都有人做。
So today in our church, we need someone to do everything.
那有的教会也真的每一件事情都有人做，但是问题是少数人做绝大部分的事情。
And in most churches, it is true that in everything there's someone to do it, but in many churches, the problem is that it's the people who are doing the work are only very few.
啊，所以除了在公司上班，又有家庭在教会啊，责任又很重，真的是很辛苦。
So with their work, in the company and their responsibilities at home, and then, the holy work, it is very difficult.
啊，因此教会的目标应该是让每一个人在教会都有事情做。
So the goal for the church is for everyone to have something to do.
啊，因此这样啊，我们做圣工的担子压力就不会这么大。
Then if we distribute that work, then the burden of the work on each person will not be so great.
但是啊，出现一个问题，就是那做圣工要有什么条件
？So the question is for the people who do the holy work, what are the requirements?
哦。特别是在这里说要管理饭食
，especially here, those who are in charge of the food.
哦，是不是要选这个肌肉比较大、能够饭食抬得动的人
？So do you have to pick someone that has more muscle? They can carry more food.
啊，或者说要选谁比较会煮饭煮菜这样的人来负责
？Or should they choose someone who's better at cooking?
啊，结果我们发现啊，使徒。他们列的条件跟这个都没有关系。
And we can see that the requirements that the apostles required is none of those.
啊，所以我们看他们列什么条件。
So let's look at the requirements that they listed.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
啊，请读。
Verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom.Whom we may appoint over this business.
啊，这里他们讲个三个条件。
Here they had three requirements.
第一个有好名声。
The first is good reputation.
第二个圣灵充满。
Second is full of the Holy Spirit.
第三个智慧充足。
And also full of wisdom.
那我们就派他管理这个事，就是管理饭食。
Then they can be appointed over this business, which is regarding the food.
啊。那我们就来想哈，这三个代表什么？三个条件。
So let's think about these requirements. What do they represent?
啊，这个三个条件却是代表人的灵性。
These three requirements represent the spirituality of a person.
哦，所以在教会里面做圣工，我们在世界上有没有才能，这个不是最重要。
So whether we are talented is not the most important requirement to do holy work.
在教会里面做圣工最重要是灵性。
The most important requirement is our spirituality.
啊，为什么灵性这么重要
？Why is our spirituality so important?
啊，因为像在这个地方啊，教会已经出现了问题，所以有人发愿了。
So for this situation, there is already a problem. Someone is complaining.
那选了这个七个人有这样的属灵条件以后，教会就没有声音了。
And after choosing seven people with these three requirements, there's no more complaints.
啊，所以这个七个人也可以说是啊问题的答案。
So we can say that these seven people were the answer to the problem.
啊，那如果我们做圣工没有。这样属灵的灵性，有时候，我们变成问题的一部分。
But if we are doing holy work and we do not have these spiritual qualities, sometimes we become part of the problem.
哦，那我们再从大一点的方面来看。
And if we look at an even a broader picture,
啊，教会为什么会吸引人
？How does a church attract people?
啊，教会吸引人，不是人在吸引人，是神在吸引人。
For the church to attract people, it is not the people who are attracting people, but it is God.
哦，但是教会本身就是人呐、啊，主耶稣宝血所洁净的人呐、
啊。But the church is made up of the people who have been cleansed by the blood of Christ.
哦，那这一群人又怎么说是神在吸引人呢？
And with this group of people, how can we say that it is God who is attracting the people?
就是这一群人有神的同在。
It is that this group of people, they have the abidance of God.
所以当人来到教会，会感觉到神在这里。
So when people come to church, they can feel the presence of God.
啊，那这样啊，他来了，他就不会走。
And when after they come, they will not leave.
啊，因为他是来拜神的，神真的在这里。
Because they come to believe God and they know that God is here.
啊，那如果教会没有神的同在。
But if the church does not have the abidance of God,
那人来教会，到最后觉得只是一群人啊，没有感觉到什么。
Then after people come to the church, they just see that this is a group of people. There is nothing special.
啊，那人就吸不住了。
Then these people will not remain attracted.
我们请他来，他还是会走，因为没有感觉到神同在。
We can invite them to come, but they will leave because they do not feel the abidance of God.
那要让教会能够有神同在啊，我们就需要有灵性。
And in order for God's abidance in the church, we need to have spirituality.
啊，那神才会与我们同在。
Then God will be with us.
啊，所以我们现在教会一般在案例长职传道或者是啊负责人都用这个三个做条件。
So today, when we are choosing ministers or council members, we use these three requirements.
啊，甚至我们在选宗教教育的教员，也是以这个三个做条件。
And even when we are choosing RE teachers, we also use these three requirements.
那其实这个三个条件也是我们每一个信徒要追求的。
And actually, these requirements is something that all members should pursue.
啊，所以如果每个信徒都有这个三个条件，那我们教会就有很多人愿意做圣工，也可以来参与圣工。
And if everyone at church have these three requirements, then there will be many people who are willing to do holy work, and they are able to do holy work.
啊，所以在第六章里面，我们看到两种的工人。
So we can see two types of workers in chapter 6.
啊，第一种是主耶稣训练出来的十二个使徒。
The first is the 12 disciples that were trained by Jesus.
啊，所以主耶稣出来传道了，他就叫这几个人来跟从我。
So when Jesus started his ministry, he found this group of people to follow him.
那主耶稣要升天以前就说去，去传福音。
And before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told this group of people to go out and preach.
那这个来跟去隔了三年。
And this come and go, in between this time is about 3 years.
那这三年他们天天跟主耶稣在一起。
And in these 3 years, they were with Jesus every day.
听主耶稣讲道。
To listen to Jesus speak.
看主耶稣行神迹。
To see Jesus perform miracles.
啊，也看主耶稣的生活。
They also see how Jesus lived his life.
那有时候主耶稣也派他们去啊传福音。
And during this time, Jesus also sent them out to preach.
就用三年的时间来栽培十二个人。
So in these 3 years, Jesus trained the 12 disciples.
啊，那现在选的这个七个人。
Now they're choosing these 7 people.
啊，这个七个人是使徒教会里面所啊训练出来的。
And these 7 people were trained within the apostolic church.
啊，所以这里就告诉我们，我们教会在训练工人到底最后的目标是什么。
So we can see what is the final goal of the church training its workers.
啊，就是以这个三个啊最简单做我们的目标。
And the goal is these three requirements.
啊，那我们就来想为什么这个三个条件这么重要。
So let's think about why these three requirements are so important.
啊，第一个条件就是有好名声。
And the first one is to have a good reputation.
啊，那好名声从哪里来？
And where does this good reputation come from?
我要做什么才有好名声？
What do I have to do to have a good reputation?
如果我们问一个最基本的问题，世界上名声最好的人是谁？
And if we ask a very basic question, who is the most reputable person in the world?
当然答案就是主耶稣嘛。
Of course, the answer is Jesus.
你看主耶稣在世界上他可以说谁可以指证我有罪。
While Jesus was in the world, he can ask, who can find any fault in me?
他是公义的，活了三十几年没有犯罪。
He was righteous. He was in alive for 30 some years and he did not commit any sins.
主耶稣说，一粒麦子落在地上死了，就结出许多子粒来。
And he said that one grain falls in the ground and it grew into many.
那一粒麦子是谁？
And what is that one grain?
那一粒麦子就是主耶稣本身啊。
That one grain is Jesus Christ himself.
他真是落在地上死了。
And he has fallen to the ground and died.
他这个代表他对人的爱。
This represents his love towards mankind.
因为他的爱，他的牺牲，所以结出了很多天国救恩的子民。
And because of his love and sacrifice, as a result, it grew into many citizens of heaven.
主耶稣说，我心柔和谦卑。
And Jesus said that I am gentle and kind.
其实他在天上是神。
But actually, he is God in heaven.
所以圣经说他虚己成为人。
That's why the Bible says that he denied himself and became a man.
那成为人，他就不把自己跟神化成同等。
And after becoming a man, he does not put himself equal with God.
所以他可以服侍别人。
That's why he was able to serve others.
他可以对神真的顺服。
And he can be completely submissive to God.
所以他说，我所做的是神在我里面做他自己的事情。
So he says that what I do is God himself doing his work in me.
所以整个人类历史里面名声最好的，没有人能够比，就是主耶稣。
So in the in history, the most reputable person is Jesus.
那什么叫做有好名声？
But what does it mean to have good reputation?
保罗说，你要效法我，如同我效法主耶稣。
Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
我们常常在这个物质世界里面有很多的理想。
In this physical world, we have many ideals.
这是人的本性。
And that's our nature.
但是这些理想有一天我们都会觉得这个都会过去的。
But in all of these ideals that we have in this world, one day they will pass.
但是属灵上要有一个理想。
But spiritually, we also need to have an ideal.
我们要越来越像主耶稣。
That we want to become more and more like Jesus.
像主耶稣一样充满着爱跟怜悯。
So we can be like Jesus to be full of love and mercy.
像主耶稣一样柔和谦卑
，to be like him, to be gentle and lowly.
像主耶稣一样公义圣洁
，to be like Jesus, to be righteous and holy.
所以当我们的生命、我们的生活渐渐能够表达显扬主耶稣的时候，我们就开始有好名声。
So when our life is able to manifest.The characters of Jesus Christ, then we will have a good reputation.
这也是为什么好名声这么重要。
And that is why having a good reputation is so important.
因为这个是效法基督生命改变的一个结果。
And this is the result of a person imitating Christ and changing their life.
所以大家来到教会看到这些侍奉的人都觉得他们真的是很好的人。
And when people come to the church and they see the people who are serving, they see a group of very good people.
就发现他们是信耶稣的。
And they realize that they believe in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣真的是改变了他们。
That Jesus Christ has indeed changed their lives.
那我们的侍奉就会很有力量。
Then our service will be very powerful.
但是这需要很大的努力。
But this takes a lot of effort.
需要有不断的认识耶稣，用这个知识不断的自我调整。
And we need to continue to adjust our lives according to our knowledge of Jesus Christ.
所以信耶稣是有目标的。
So there is a goal for us when we believe in Christ.
一直到死为止，我们要效法神，也就是要效法主耶稣。
And we imitate God and we imitate Christ until death.
好，那第二个条件呢？
And the second requirement.
第二个条件要被圣灵充满。
is to be full of the Holy Spirit.
那我们就想为什么？
So let's think about why.
我们使徒行传一直读到第六章，我们一直发现圣灵很清楚的、很有力量的在带领教会。
When we look in the book of Acts up to chapter 6, we can see how the Holy Spirit greatly guided the church.
主耶稣还在天上为我们预备地方。
Jesus is in heaven preparing a place for us.
他再来就是世界末日。
When he comes again, that will be the end of the world.
要带我们回到天国去。
And to bring us up to heaven.
那今天我们教会的工作需要有神的带领。
So today we need the guidance of God in the church work.
神会带领很多我们计划不出来的事情。
And God can guide many things that we cannot even plan.
所以被圣灵充满，我们就会发现我们教会的工作很明显有神在带领。
When we are full of the Holy Spirit, then we will clearly see the Holy Spirit guiding the church.
第二个。
Second.
如果教会的人工人都被圣灵充满，就侍奉很有动力跟动机。
If all the workers are full of the Holy Spirit, then there's a lot of motivation in their holy work.
世界上的公司要让人努力做，第一个就是经济的bonus， 第二个就是 promotion。
For the companies in the world, for them to give motivation to the workers, they use two things. They use money and promotion.
但是教会里面呢，这个两个都没有啊。
But in church, we don't have either of these.
所以有时候我们发现教会要找人来侍奉真的很愿意的充满着动机的真的不多。
So sometimes we feel that when we are looking for workers who are full of motivation, there are very few.
那圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
But the Holy Spirit will pour down the love of God into our hearts.
所以当一个人被神的爱充满。
So when a person is filled with the love of God,
我们就觉得我真的是神很爱我，我要为神做一些事情。
Then we will feel that God truly loves us and we want to do something for God.
所以那个动机很清楚很强。
And that motivation will be very clear and very strong.
所以保罗说，我如果癫狂是因为神啊。
And Paul says that if I am beside myself, it is because of God.
他为什么用癫狂来形容？
Why did he say that he is beside himself or crazy?
因为世界上的条件他什么都有。
Because of all the requirements or criteria of the world, he has all of them.
教育或者名声地位他都有。
In education, in fame, in status, he has all of those.
那认识耶稣以后，他把这个丢掉，开始来传耶稣。
But after believing in Christ, he threw all of those away and came to believe in Christ.
被逼迫，被鞭打。
He was persecuted, he was beaten.
别人想不清楚为什么。
And other people cannot figure out why.
他说，我如果癫狂，你今天看我癫狂好像不正常，这是因为神。
And so he says that if you see me, I'm beside myself, I do not look normal, it is because of God.
因为神什么？因为基督的爱为我们而死。
And it is because of the love of Jesus Christ that he died for us.
所以我们从今以后就可以不为自己活，为神活。
So from now on, we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Jesus.
所以一个圣灵充满的人他是充满着爱，想要报答神的恩典，侍奉是很有动机的。
So a person who is full of the Holy Spirit, filled with love,And they want to repay God, they have a great motivation to work for God.
圣灵是火。
The Holy Spirit is a fire.
所以圣灵充满一个人心里火热。
So when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, there's a fire in their heart.
想要服侍神。
That they want to serve God.
那这样的服侍是非常的有力量。
And this type of servitude is very powerful.
那第三个为什么是要智慧充足？
And the requirement full of wisdom, why do they need that?
这个智慧充足不是世界上头脑聪明。
That's being full of wisdom is not being very smart in the world.
这个智慧充足是属灵的智慧，满心知道神的旨意。
Being full of wisdom, it is a spiritual wisdom to fully know the will of God.
因为我们都知道耶稣的前面加一个主，所以我们认为主耶稣。
And we know when we talk about Jesus, we put the word Lord in front, we say Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣是教会的头。
And Lord Jesus is the head of the church.
那我们是身体的肢体的一部分。
And we are part of the body.
那我们的责任就是明白主耶稣要我们怎么做。
And our responsibility is to know what the Lord Jesus wants us to do.
使我们这个身体能够在主的联络带领之下能够渐渐长大。
So that this body under the guidance of the Lord Jesus, that it can continue to grow.
所以需要智慧充足。
So we need to be filled with wisdom.
所以圣经里面在讲四活物在宝座周围在服侍神。
The Bible talks about the four living creatures around the throne serving God.
前后遍体充满着眼睛。
And in the front and the back and everywhere is filled with eyes.
眼睛的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the eyes?
眼睛的目的就是要看。
The purpose of the eyes is to see.
遍体都是眼睛啊，就是它可以看得很清楚，四面八方。
The body is full of eyes, it means that they can see very clearly in all directions.
所以有属灵的智慧啊，我们就有属灵的判断力，我们所做的都能够蒙神喜悦。
So if we are full of spiritual wisdom, then we can discern everything according to God.
那这样神才会与我们同在。
Then God will be with us.
比方说我们在带领教会。
For example, if you're leading the church.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
教会是神的殿。
The church is the temple of God.
所以以西结书里面讲啊，教会神的殿里面有偶像。
And that's why in the book of Ezekiel, it mentions that in the temple of God, there are idols.
那神就渐渐离开圣殿。
And as a result, God slowly left the temple.
那到神的荣耀完全离开圣殿，巴比伦攻进来，他们就亡国了。
And when the glory of God completely left the temple, then the Babylonians came and conquered them.
那教会是一群人组成的。
And so the church is a group of people.
那这一群人也活在这个世界上。
And this group of people also live in this world.
那这个世界是拜偶像的世界。
And this world is a world that worships idols.
有时候虽然不是木头刻的偶像。
Although, sometimes those idols are not carved by wood.
每个人都有他自己的理想，自己的偶像。
But everyone has their own ideals, their own idols.
但是当我们来教会侍奉神。
That when we come to church and serve God.
他是神，他坐在荣耀的宝座上。
He is God and sits on the glorious throne.
所以教会不能有偶像。
So the church cannot have any idols.
不然神就不会同在。
Otherwise, God will not abide with the church.
这个需要属灵的智慧。
And so we require spiritual wisdom to do this.
那圣经讲教会是基督的心腹。
And the Bible also says that the church is the bride of the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣就是新郎，教会就是新妇。
The Lord Jesus is the groom, the church is the bride.
那这个新郎跟新妇里面关键就是爱。
And the relationship between the groom and the bride is love.
所以教会不可世俗化。
So the church cannot become worldly.
我们看雅各书第四章第四节。
Let's turn to James chapter 4, verse 4.
雅各书第四章第四节。
James chapter 4, verse 4.
请读。
Verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
这里讲你们这些淫乱的人。
Here it says adulterers and adulteresses.
这个不是肉体的淫乱。
This is not physical adultery.
是属灵的。
This is spiritual.
那什么叫做淫乱？
And what is adultery?
与世俗为友。
To be friends with the world.
所以我们活在这个世界里面。
So when we live in this world.
但是我们是不属世界的。
But we do not belong to the world.
教会是在世界不属世界的。
The church is in the world, but does not belong to the world.
那怎么不让世俗的文化特别是违反圣经的跑到教会来，这个非常重要啊。
So how do we prevent the worldly thoughts to come into a church when the church is in the world? This is very important.
这个需要有属灵的智慧。
We need to have spiritual wisdom to do this.
所以为什么智慧充足这么重要？
And that's why it is so important to be full of wisdom.
我们举几个例子来说。
Let's give an example.
有时候我们看到一个教会里面是几个家族所大的家族组成的。
Sometimes we look at a church and it's made up of a number of big families.
我们感谢神啊，有的家族很注重信仰的传承，所以你看聚会当中有的家族人数很多。
We thank God that some of the families they put a lot of importance on passing on their faith. So when we look at the church, many of the members belong to the family.
那教会要家庭化，这是圣经的目标。
And the church has to become more like a family.
但是教会不能家族化。
But the church cannot become family-like.
也就是说不能够用家庭的关系在教会做事。
That means that we cannot use our family relationships to do things in the church.
因为这个大家庭他的家长是主耶稣。
Because even for these big families, The head of the family is the Lord Jesus.
教会不能企业化。
And the church cannot become business-like.
这个企业化讲求管理，讲求效率。
Because businesses, they talk about management and talk about efficiency.
但是如果教会用这个来做考虑，教会就渐渐变成一个公司。
But if the church uses these requirements, then it slowly becomes a company.
那渐渐那种精神就不存在。
Then the correct spirit is no longer there.
所以有时候办事情效率很高，但是要传福音、要牧养，效果并不是很好。
So some things that may seem very effective, but in preaching the gospel, it doesn't work.
因为里面缺乏神的同在。
Because it lacks the abundance of God.
教会不能股东化，好像大公司的股东钱出多的人讲话大声。
And the church cannot become where the people who have the most money can talk the loudest.
教会也不能够消费者化。
And the church cannot also become
消费者就是付费者我付了钱，所以我要享受我的权利。
Cannot cater to the people who are paying.
因为我奉献，所以我来到教会就应该这样，应该这样，应该这样。
And because they offer money to the church, so they think that they can make decisions that the church should do this or do that.
所以我们整个教会圣工的发展要让它保持。他是基督的身体，他是基督的身心腹，他是神的殿，这个需要有属灵的智慧。
And so in order for us to maintain that the church is the body of Christ, it is the bride of Christ, it is the temple of God, we need to have spiritual wisdom.
好，我们再回来看第六章。
Let's return to Acts chapter 6.
第六章的第四节。
Chapter 6 verse 4.
但我要专心以祈祷传道为事。
Yes, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
结果我们后来看到这个拣选七个人里面，像斯蒂凡他也出来传福音。
So we can see among these seven, some of them came out to preach like Stephen.
那后来腓力也出来传福音。
Philip also came out to preach.
所以这个让我们知道教会的重点不是行政。
So we can see that the main point of the church is not the administrative work.
教会的重点主要是主耶稣托付的两个大使命，宣道跟牧养。
The main work for the church is what Jesus Christ has commissioned. It is to pastor and to evangelize.
所以当时使徒他看得很清楚，我去管理饭食，这个不对吧？
So the apostles at that time they saw very clearly it is not right for them to be taking care of the food.
他们专心祈祷传道。
So they focus on prayer and ministry.
那后来这个七个人也开始加入传道的行列。
And then later on, among these seven, some of them also join in the ministry.
有时候我们在一些教会的会议上，常常发现花很多的时间在讨论行政问题。
And we find that many times during the church meetings, they spend a lot of time on administration.
花很少的时间在讨论宣道牧养。
But actually spend very little time on the pastoring and evangelism.
其实行政不是重点。
Actually, administration is not the important thing.
可以借着授权的方式，或者最重要才提出来讨论，那更多的时间来讨论怎么宣道牧养。
Sometimes it may be important to discuss, but we should spend more time to talk about pastoring and evangelizing.
所以这个地方我们可以看到使徒对整个教会带领他看得很清楚。
So here we can see that the apostles saw very, very clearly how to guide the church.
因此使徒教会的圣工一直继续兴旺下去。
And that's why the holy work in the apostolic church continued to grow.
这个是我们兴旺教会的一个榜样。
This is a example for us to grow our church.
是我们应该走的路线。
And this is the path that we should walk on.
唱诗。
Sing him.
277首。
277.